This is an interview with Miss Eugenie Chouinard at her studio, 226 Hickok Street, Santa Fe, New Mexico. The interviewer is Mrs. Sylvia Loomis of the Santa Fe Office of the Archives of American Art. And the particular phase of art to be emphasized is that of the federal art projects during the 1930s and 40s. As you were one of the artists involved in these projects, Miss Chouinard, we would like to ask you some questions about it and also about yourself. Where you were born, where you received your education, and so forth.
Well, I was born in Yonkers, New York, and I knew Yonkers is a village. Mm-hmm. And I show you, will I tell you about it?
It's
well,
right.
It went from the Hudson River to the sawmill.
Oh.
It was originally a grant of land from King George III of England
mm-hmm.
to the Chouinard family. And I, as I say, I knew it just as a village and no streets.
You want to tell us when you were born?
I was born in April 29, 1886. Hmm. I'll soon be 78. Hmm. Well, so that's that.
And then where did you receive your education?
Well, I was a very delicate child and I it was the public schools mm-hmm. at that time, and a private school, I don't remember. And then I got interested in the arts and in designing. And I went to the New York School of Applied Design for Women. It must have been about 1905.
Mm-hmm.
I might have started in 1904, I'm not sure, but I think five. And then, Monsieur Alphonse Mucha from Czechoslovakia came to teach there. And he was a very, very prominent painter of Czechoslovakia. And I studied in his classes of design.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in 1905, 1906, 1907. And then my father died. And that changed things for my mother and myself, and then I, well, I had won some prizes in the design, designing class and so forth. You have all of that.
Yes.
And then I found clay on our old home, and that fascinated me so that I made up my mind I didn't want to do any more designing. So I told my mother, and my father was still alive, and they could understand. And then finally I thought I better tell Monsieur Mucha and his wife that I didn't want to go to designing class anymore. I wanted to do sculpture.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very upset, so was I. But I felt it so strongly because I didn't like the repetition in design. I liked mm-hmm. the originating it, but I hated to do the repetition.
Mm-hmm.
So, as I'd lost my father, my mother and I were then, we had to go to New York and live. We lost our old home. I'll tell you, that's quite a thing to tell you.
Mm. It must have been very difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, so, and New York was pretty expensive for us, and the Mukas suggested that I go to Paris,
mm-hmm.
because there I could live to much better advantage and have a much better opportunity. And he could introduce me to, or to tell
Rodin,
mm-hmm. Auguste Rodin, about me.
Yes.
And Rodin told Mucha, well, send her to me. I'd like to see her. Well, so then Mucha, he had to leave Paris. I wasn't there when he was there. But I got a little studio and I started working myself outside of Bourdelle's class. I studied with Bourdelle too, Emile Bourdelle. Well, I saw a model that interested me. I was sure he's a model, so I outside of the Ecole de la